With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, welcome back to another episode of the Scobro Show. This is Behind the Steel Curtain co-editor Dave Schofield coming at you on Tuesday night. And with me, as always, my big brother, Rich. Rich, how's it going?
Oh, we're Scos, we're bros, and we're doing a show.
Hey, you just...
There you go.
We're done. We can stop.
That's it.
We summed it up. You hit all the highlights. That's everything right. That's going on. So hopefully this has come through. Unfortunately, we did not get to really advertise that we were going to be doing this because I got to thinking about stuff. And bottom line is, on the Monday night show on The Hangover with Brian Anthony Davis and Tony DeFio, the next couple of weeks, they're going to be doing some various mock draft things. They're going to be going through basically the first round of the NFL draft, making picks. I think they're going to do it with the staff of BTSC. Then I think they're going to be doing it with the user draft or whatever. I didn't want to, even though this is what we're going to do tonight is completely different, I didn't want to make people have to do that on back-to-back nights. So I thought maybe we better do ours this week. Although, we know things can change between now and the draft. Might as well not. So, or might as well go for it. For those of you that weren't around for this last year, what we did was we ran a mock draft simulator where we discussed the picks. We let people chime in the live chat. All we did was pick the Steelers pick every time. We didn't do any trades, anything like that. And I read it to you. I did it on my phone. This year, we're going to try something new. Now, for those of you that are on your devices, it might be a little bit hard to see. But just in case, I'm bringing it up. You get little Sco and little Big Bro Sco on the side if you're watching on either YouTube or Facebook. And we actually have where we can run, where we're running the simulator on the screen. So people might be able to see that. They might not. We'll be trying to talk through it as well for people that are listening to this on the audio side. And we are going to do a complete 7-round mock draft where all we are doing is picking the Steelers pick. And the draft network is picking everybody else's. So I'm going to bring this back because we got a couple things to talk about before we get rolling here. There was news today that the Steelers did lose another one of their free agent players, one that everyone expected them to lose, in James Conner. He signed a 1-year deal in Arizona. It was just released moments ago that it was for, I think, $1.25 million for the year. That means it's not going to count. He's not going to count towards a compensatory formula, which I kind of expected, because if he was going to, Arizona would have been better off waiting until after the draft to sign him. Yep. But he's the latest of a long line of Steelers that ended up in Arizona later in their career. Some of them went straight there. Some of them went somewhere else first and then to Arizona, like Joey Porter, like Alan Faneca. Then there was a few guys that went to Arizona, then came back, like Bryant McFadden and William Gay. So, but there's it's Pittsburgh West. It's kind of what it is. Very happy that James Conner has a place, hopefully a fresh start. First time he'll be playing football for where his home team is not in the state of Pennsylvania. But I wish all the best to him. And the Steelers don't play him this year unless they meet in the Super Bowl. So that would be a fun matchup. So that was some news. Did you catch my article that ran at an odd hour last night? That ran about 7:30 last night. I went ahead and put it out there, and it was, of course, on the site today about one Avery Williamson.
Oh. I saw it. I didn't get to read it in depth.
Yeah, he He posted on Instagram a picture of him.
That he was hinting.
Yeah, in his Steelers uniform and said, more to come, dot, dot. Got liked by a lot of Steelers teammates. And then on Twitter, apparently he changed his background or banner or whatever it is. I mean, I use it, but I don't really know what it is on Twitter. He changed it to a Steelers logo. So it's not that he kept it there. He changed it there. So, you know, our own social media guru, one Michael Beck, he's on top of these things. He's the one catching those kind of things and looking for indications. So there's a possibility that after trading for him partway through the season, that perhaps Avery Williamson will be back with the Steelers defense in 2021. I know some people are like, yes, that sounds great. Other people are like, no. Honestly, that changes things if he is. Don't you think so? We need to talk about this before we get going into our simulator. I got to say simulator, not stimulator. I got to make sure I get that right.
Careful now.
Yeah.
I don't know how much is necessary. It doesn't necessarily have to change anything.
Yeah. I mean, because think of it this way. What did the Steelers do before they traded up to draft Devin Bush? They went out and signed Mark Barron not long before the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a few weeks before the draft, but also I've been saying this for a while that the Steelers don't like to have holes that they have to fill with the draft. You know, yeah. That, oh my goodness, we have to take this position because we don't have anyone to start there to next year. My stat geek on Thursday on the audio only side of our podcast, if you aren't checking those out, make sure you are. It's going to talk about how long it takes Steelers players to get acclimated. And I broke it down by round. By what round in the draft and how long it takes them. And I've said in the past that the Steelers don't draft for their guys to start week one. I know a lot of people fight me with that. I'm like, the better way for me to possibly say that is to say that the Steelers don't draft guys without a plan in place in case they're not ready to start week one, that they don't want to force them into starting, that if the Steelers aren't sure, then they don't start even their first round pick. Now, this is a different year. This would be nice to have some plug and play starters, but the Steelers have had a lot of players that they've taken in the first round and some really good ones that they didn't plug in right away. So it really all depends on what's going on. So that could or couldn't change what's going on. Anything else for the good of the order before we get rolling here, Rich?
No, let's pick some players.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to run this simulator. We'll probably talk through the...
Oh, you know what? I forgot one thing. You keep talking about this, saying, oh, last year we did this. By the way, I wasn't on the show when you did this last year.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you were, because you helped me decide. I was doing it on my phone. Yeah.
Okay, if you say so.
Because I needed help. I remember I didn't like our draft. And we got nothing right. So this is what's great. This is just a fun activity to do. What I foresee happening is us getting zero picks correct.
Oh, because, of course.
Because, and it's still the same as it was last year to a degree. I mean, last year we didn't have pro days, but we had a combine. This year we have pro days, but we didn't have a combine. So what teams think, what they're thinking and where they might put value on people isn't always what's going to happen, because I remember so many of my mock drafts included a player that I really wanted in the fifth round. I really, really wanted this player in the fifth round. And a lot of people that I knew had this player in the fifth round, and it didn't happen. He went in the third round. He did not make it to the Steelers in the fifth round. And I don't think he even see the field last year. It was safety Tanner Muse, if anyone remembers that, out of Clemson. He was one of those hybrid guys. We're like, oh, he would be a great fit for the Steelers. Every mock draft I did, he was there in the fifth round. And what happened? The Raiders took him as the 100th pick overall in the draft. So we're going to get stuff like that. We're going to get stuff like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to run the simulator. We're going to look at who's gone. We're going to look at the best of what's there. And we're going to keep an eye on the live chat. We're going to ask you all to just kind of chime in on what you think would be the best pick. Because honestly, I've done several of these mock drafts, and I've got to round three and I've stopped just because I'm like, I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know what the best thing is to do. And things of that sort. And I didn't like how it played out. Every time it's different. Every time it's different. So the best thing we can do here is to just roll with it. So here it is. If you're watching on YouTube or on Facebook, I don't know if you can see it or not, but this is the mock draft machine at the Draft Network. I have it checked off to where we're going to be making the Steelers pick. We are going to go all seven rounds, and we are going to manually pick the Steelers picks. Are you ready for me to start this thing?
Sure.
All right, let's see what they do, and let's see what's available for the Steelers when it comes to let's see if I can get this set up in the right spot. When it comes to round one, let's see if we can see it. Well, there went Trey Lance at pick 9. Kyle Pitts was still there for a while. It's running through it. I'm going to go back and read all of these picks to you all if you can't see them, because it's really important to know who went to who with everything. So I'm going to go back to the very beginning, and shockingly, Trevor Lawrence went number 1 to the Jaguars. Oh, my screen keeps jumping. And Zach Wilson went number 2 to the Jets. They had Justin Fields going number 3 to San Francisco. And then they had do you say it's Sewell?
Sure.
The tackle from Oregon. They had him going 4. From everything that I've seen, I think Trey Lance might be going number 4. And see, so they had the Bengals with Ja'Marr Chase, the wide receiver from LSU at 5, the Dolphins, man, why is my screen jumping? The Dolphins wide receiver, taking wide receiver, Jalen Waddle 6, Rashawn Slater, the offensive tackle from Northwestern, going 7 to the Lions, Patrick Surtain, the 2nd, the cornerback from Alabama, going 8 to the Panthers. That's right, because they traded and don't need a quarterback anymore. Trey Lance going 9th to the Broncos. That's the quarterback from North Dakota State. J.C. Horn, the cornerback, going 10th to Dallas. I see him as a lot of places. Then we have Devontae Smith at 11 going to the Giants. Tight end Kyle Pitts, 12th to the Eagles. Man, if Pitts falls all the way to 12, that would be really surprising. So, and then we have Christian Darrisaw, 13, Vera Tucker, the lineman from USC, going 14 to the Vikings. Mac Jones goes to the Patriots at 15. They have Travis Etienne, 16, to the Cardinals. Don't know if they updated that they just signed James Conner. That would be interesting. But I still think they're in line for running back anyway. Tevin Jenkins, 17 to the Raiders. Jalen Phillips, edge out of Miami, 18 to the Dolphins. That would be surprising to me. Greg Newsom, the 2nd, cornerback of Northwestern, 19 to the football team. Wide receiver Rashad Bateman from Minnesota, 20 to the Bears. Samuel Cosmi, offensive tackle from Texas, 21 to the Colts. Trayvon Mowry, I can't say that right. The safety from TCU, 22 to the Titans. Man, I can't think these straight. And Micah Parsons falling all the way to 23 to the Jets. I'm sorry, but I think if Micah Parsons falls to 24, I think the Steelers could possibly take him. So let's look at who is there. I don't know. I got to click back to see if you can see very well who's available. This is who is left. The edge rusher, I can't say his name right, Azeez Oluwari, something like that, out of Georgia, is available. Najee Harris, the running back from Alabama. The linebacker from Notre Dame, Jeremiah Owosu-Katavela. It's funny because he was drafted in our SB Nation editor's draft, and they just typed in a bunch of letters for his last part of the name. It was kind of funny. Quiddy Pay, edge rusher from Michigan at 23. Zaven Collins is there, linebacker from Tulsa. And then going on from there, Javonte Williams is there as from North Carolina. So, based on what was said, what anything coming from the live chat, what they think we should do?
Oh, sorry. I'm sitting here trying to look on your on the tiny little screen. And yeah. I would probably agree with what I'm seeing.
We're getting a little bit of both of J-O-K.
Yep.
Or Harris.
Yep. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay. So that's what we're seeing so far. So I really do think that that's probably there. I mean, I would have been a little bit more apt to take, let's say, a Zaven Collins. I don't know that they're going to do that. So it's funny. Someone's saying Etienne. Etienne is gone. He's gone in this one. Okay. So what do you think we're going to do?
We're going to take Mr. Harris.
You're going to take Mr. Harris?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
I'm trying to look at some other ones people were saying that they were saying, who was the other one they were trying to say? They were saying, you know, taking the cornerback Caleb Farley, I think. But based on this here, I think the majority has it to where, and it wouldn't shock me at all for the Steelers to go running back in the first round. So it looks like that's probably what we're going to do. So we're going to go ahead and make the pick. We're going to go Najee Harris. Now, okay. We are not going to read all the picks now between round one and round two where the Steelers pick. But I'm going to leave it up here if people can see it at all. I don't know if it's big enough for everyone to see who the picks were that were made. There went Pat Vermuth early in the second round. You know, there's a lot of players that I like for the Steelers that are more early second guys.
Mm-hmm.
So there went Creed Humphrey, the center. There went Jalen Mayfield, the tackle. So a lot of these things of what's going on. So it's funny. Who are all the top guys? They're edge guys right now. Lots of defenders, lots of edge guys. Oh my goodness. There's like no offensive players towards the top. What they have here on their board. So it's very interesting how this is playing out because, you know, like some people are saying, how far do you really want to go? Or I'm going to switch to player rankings right now. Because just rather than where they predict they were going. Man, the only offensive player towards the top of this is wide receivers. So it doesn't look like any of the offensive linemen who would possibly be around are there. So I'm going to come back a little bit as I keep looking, messing with the predictive board. Maybe we should specifically look at, let's say like interior offensive line. Some of the players that are available like Josh Myers, Trey Smith, Ben Cleveland, are players that are more, you know, Trey Hill. That's one that I've seen an awful lot to the Steelers, but they're later on guys, in a lot of cases. Let's see about offensive tackles. Almost all the offensive tackles are gone. So that's very interesting. So what are we looking? Oh, there's Spencer Brown, who's another person that some have, believe it or not, Mel Kiper's mock draft that just came out, have the Steelers taking Najee Harris in round one and Spencer Brown in round two. Now, here they have him ranked at number 86. So I'm going to come back to the live chat. Do you see anything? I mean, the top players, let me start reading them, is I'm going to mess them up. Joe Tryon, edge, Washington. Ronnie Perkins, edge, Oklahoma. Amari Rodgers, wide receiver, Clemson. I mean, I heard that the Steelers were possibly interested in him, but I don't know about them going wide receiver so high again. Rousseau, Edge, Miami. Is it OSAI? OSSAI? I'm going to say it. The Edge from Texas. Nixon, interior defensive line, Iowa. Brown, wide receiver, North Carolina. Basham Jr., Edge, Wake Forest, which is funny because I had a mock draft a couple weeks ago where they gave him to the Steelers in round one. He's more of a 4-3 edge, if you know what I mean. Jabril Cox, linebacker, LSU. Asante Samuel Jr., cornerback, Florida State.
He's been up there a lot. He's on a lot of talk in the live chat.
Yep. Of Asante Samuel Jr.?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I have some people saying that. I see it in there. And then someone said, wait, Cox is there. So we have Asante Samuel Jr. We have, was it Jabril? Yeah, Jabril Cox is there. So those are some of the ones that I see. I would say Cox, Samuel. I mean, I'd throw out Amani Rodgers because I don't want to rule it out, but I'm just not a big fan. And then there's Brady Christensen, the offensive tackle from BYU. He is available. The tight end from Notre Dame. I don't know that any tight ends are something that the Steelers might want to take that high. It's not that it's not a need. It's just the way the class is. So, yeah. What are we seeing, Rich?
I'm seeing Asante Samuel Jr. a lot.
Gyro says, can't go wrong here. So, someone said flip a coin. So flip a coin for Cox or Samuel Jr. I'm thinking I'd be fine with Cox as well, but I am seeing a lot of Asante Samuel Jr. So it sounds to me like that's our pick.
Yeah, let's take him.
All right. So I've got to actually find him here, make sure I get him here. Do-do-do. Asante Samuel Jr., cornerback, Florida State, drafted. That's who we have the Steelers taking in round two, which is funny because I'm like, let's take someone that we know the Steelers really won't take because we know we're not going to get any of these picks right because it's how it works, you know. But that's the fun of mock drafts. It really is. So things are moving along. Jabril Cox went at 70. Seeing if I notice any names popping up here that Chaz Surratt, linebacker from North Carolina, just went. Spencer Brown, offensive tackle from Northern Iowa, just went two picks before the Steelers. So here we go. Let's look at what I'm trying to see what you all can see there on the screen. Okay, I keep flipping back to your screen versus this screen because I want everyone to be able to see. There's Davis Mills, quarterback of Stanford. He's available there at pick 87. Roche, the edge for Miami. Kellen Mond, quarterback, Texas A&M, is available. He's a guy that, man, he's got a cannon. Cornerback, we already have one. Stone Forsythe, tackle from Florida. Trey Sermon, running back, Ohio State. If the Steelers hadn't gone running back already, that is still one that I could see as a possibility in the third round if they don't get any of the others. Trey Smith from Tennessee. I've heard it. I've seen his name bounced around a little bit on the Twitterverse. Ben Cleveland. If I bring up his profile, he's one that but he's more of a guard. But I have seen his name come up when some things. He's a lineman from Georgia. Who was the other one that I said? It was. There was another line. There's Kyle Trask. He's available. Let's just double. Because it's such a position of need, I'm bringing up the individual interior offensive lineman. Don't you think that's a good idea?
I think that's a good idea.
Just to see who's left. There's but the thing is, they don't have them, split out as center versus.
I know, versus, that's annoying.
Yeah. There's Trey Hill. I think he could be the Steelers' fourth round pick. You know what I mean? Because he's out of Georgia, but he's a center. They said about swing into your offensive line.
Dave, but,
What are we saying?
Okay, we're because everybody's saying, and then
we're probably getting a lot of disagreement now. What's up?
No, where did Andrew then brings up and says, because everybody keeps saying take the center Quinn, whatever, but didn't he go in the first round? Didn't I say that somebody took him way early?
Well, here's what we can do. Yeah, it might have been that he was taken extremely early. I can show drafted. You're talking about from out of Wisconsin. Not Wisconsin, but Wisconsin, whatever it is, Whitewater. Yeah, he was gone. I'd like to see. Don't tell me here where he went, but he went.
I think it was. I'm telling you,
before the Steelers' second pick.
I think he went before the Steelers' first pick.
Well, let's go back and look a little bit.
I thought I saw him.
I thought I saw him go.
Maybe it was before the second pick. Now that I'm
as names were coming up. Yeah. Let's see where I'm looking back in case you guys are wondering, because I think he would be a wonderful pick. I would have taken him even at two, possibly for the Steelers. Yeah, he went. They had him going 49 to the Cardinals. That's a guy. Two picks behind Creed Humphrey. Those are two guys. I would love either one of those guys. But they had them going 47 and 49 when the Steelers picked at 55. So that was the problem with that one. So let's lose these different things. And what are we looking at? In the live chat. Probably a lot of people. They were asking if we were frozen. I don't know if anyone was frozen or not. Okay. Someone says to take Trey Hill now. I could see that. Wes says Trey Hill. I saw someone else say Trey Hill. Because some people were looking and they're like, yeah, unfortunately, he's gone. Like I would have taken Quinn, whatever he is.
Yep.
In the second round, I think, if he would have been there. So that's just crazy that he was already gone. So then some other people are saying take Trey Hill late. You gotta see if he's still there. So what are we gonna do? We could go crazy and go quarterback. You could go Davis Mills.
We cannot go quarterback. What did we say when it came to quarterback? What did we say in our show last week?
I know.
Go big or go home. So since we didn't get to go big, we got to go home.
Yeah. So I'm not sure.
I've been seeing Walker Little come up. A couple people are saying here.
Walker Little. What's the position there?
I have no idea.
Someone will tell us.
Never heard of that.
I'm trying to think of who that is. I can't. I'm struggling to think of it. Okay, let's go look. Let's go back and just check the player rankings. Who's the highest ranked player that they still have out there? Woo! They have some of the 43. Oh, that's the pick I wanted. I didn't realize he was still there. How about Cameron McGrone, the linebacker from Michigan?
Oh my goodness! Wait a minute.
I've taken him in some of my mock drafts in the third round. He's a redshirt sophomore. Interesting stuff there that could be a good fit for the Steelers. Some people say yes, some people say no. What's the live chat think of that? Because I didn't even see him on my list until I went to the player rankings about McGrone. So,
I've only seen it. I get one comment that says 100% McGrone. So the very next comment says pass on McGrone.
Yeah. Yeah. So very interesting. So I don't know if he was asking who else are people asking about? What am I doing? I'm clicking on the wrong thing. So when we look at their player rankings, they had Cameron McGrone, linebacker, Adebo, cornerback, Andre Sisco, safety from Syracuse, Quincy Roche, edge from Miami, Tyler Shelvin. Some of these names, aren't jumping out at me. Saint Justy, Stone, like I said, Stone Forsyth, but I don't know if a lot of people like him or not. This is a tough one. I'm not sure that I'm extremely happy with how this plays out. There's Ben Cleveland, but we were looking at some other things there. Like I said, Kyle Trask. No, still. This is a tough one. Let me go back to the interior offensive line, because some people are saying this is where you need a center. So if not, the question is, do you believe that Trey Hill will still be there with the Steelers' next pick?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, that's the question.
Like, because, could be.
You know, so I'm just trying to. What's that? Do we have any thoughts coming through? What's up?
Jeff Volant says, I don't know who we should pick. I'm just here to hear how Dave will pronounce it.
Yes! Because I'm screwing them up big time. I know I love it.
I don't know if we've ever had a truer comment show up on our board. I mean, that was perfect.
Yeah. So what are we doing?
I don't know. Pick a guy.
Some people are saying Walker Little tackle. I keep clicking on the StreamYard screen when it's not the right screen. Let's look at the tackles here. They have Forsyth, Walker Little. I think he'll be there as the other fourth round pick out of Stanford. Let's see where he is on the predictive board, 152. So I don't know. So I mean, we're here trying to make the pick at 87 and figure out where to go.
Dave?
Yes.
My brain tells me to, you know, there's the all, oh, we could use this position, this position or this position. Go take the best available guy.
Take the best available guy? Well, if you're looking at player ranking and not predictive board,
right,
then you are looking at the line, you are looking at, well, because if you're looking at predictive, you're looking at Davis Mills, quarterback, Stanford. But if you're looking at player rankings, you're looking at McGrone out of Michigan.
Right.
So, all right. Unfortunately, Steelers Nation, we're going to go with Cameron McGrone, linebacker, Michigan. Yep, just because we can't get a consensus otherwise. So we're going to draft that. And with that, while it's going through to our fourth round pick, if you're watching here on YouTube or Facebook, you can keep watching. If you're listening to us on the audio side, we're gonna head to part two. So go ahead and click on over, and everyone else watching on video, watch as the picks go by. We'll be back in just a minute.